I want to touch on that shocking statistic we mentioned very early in the show. 13,700 children in Northern Ireland have this year received what? Incredibly, in Northern Ireland, emergency food parcels. It sounds third worldish. Let me speak to Tony Graham. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Tony. You're director of Devolved Nations, the Trussell Trust, and you're busy with the food banks. And it seems to be a growing, I suppose, I was going to say a growing concern. It is a growing concern, but it's also a growing issue, and it's a growing need. That's the word that I'm looking for. It's a growing need in this part of the world as opposed to a diluting need.
Well, I'm afraid you're right, Frank. In the last 12 months up to the end of March this year, we provided just under 33,000 emergency food supplies to people in Northern Ireland. And as you rightly say, nearly 14,000 of those were for children, which is quite incredible in one of the richest nations in the world, to be honest.
It's down to low income. So many people are finding it hard, even when they're in employment, to make ends meet.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's right. 41%, you know, nearly half of the people who come who see us in Northern Ireland, the referral agencies put down as their primary cause as low income, and that can be people who are in work. It's not, you know, just people in work on low pay, but that tends to be a growing problem, I'm afraid. I spoke to someone just before Christmas, a gentleman who was working 40 hours a week on minimum wage and couldn't afford to provide food for his three teenage children, which is, as a father myself, was quite devastating to me.
It's soul-destroying to think a hard-working guy like that can't manage to find the money that so many of us take for granted. Yeah. How exactly does it work? How do I use a food bank if I need one?
Well, at the Trussell Trust, we're very careful to make sure that people who do come to the food bank are not abusing the system. So we work very closely with partner agencies, people like Citizens Advice, Sure Start, St. Vincent de Paul, various debt advice programs across the country. And people are referred in to the food banks across the country, and they're given a voucher. And you can't just turn up to a food bank. You have to be referred in using one of these vouchers. And we give 3 days' worth of food to the family that are referred in. So it's very careful. We try and make it as robust as possible. And it's just a way that local communities, local churches, community groups can care for those people in their own community who are struggling. So we do try and make it as robust as possible and make sure that people can't become dependent on the system.
Is all the food donated or do you have to buy some of it?
95% of the food. Again, it's just one of the wonderful things about Northern Ireland and other parts of the UK is that our communities folk are so generous. When we see people in need, we are willing to help and support others. So what we have supermarket collections. People you might have gone into a local supermarket and someone giving you a shopping list and saying, please, you know, put in an extra couple of cans or some dried goods, pasta and things like that. So, yeah, it's about 95% of our food is donated. And one of the great things is local schools as well will link up with food banks and do collections at various times of the year to support people who are in crisis.
Yeah, I noticed some young women doing that very recently at Our Lady Queen of Peace Church in Belfast. Lots of people are doing it. Unfortunately, it needs to be done, the length and breadth of the land. And finally, for those who would be facing up to what for many is a difficult task of asking for help but haven't yet come forward, you should swallow your pride. Do not be embarrassed. It is there for genuine recipients.
It really is, and we're acutely conscious that people are going to feel embarrassed, going to feel shame. So we've trained our volunteers to be as welcoming as possible at our food bank centres. People come into a cafe style environment. They have a cup of tea. Sometimes, you know, there's biscuits and toast just to relax people. And people will sit down and talk with them and understand them and give them all the time that they need. And other volunteers will prepare the food parcels. But we would strongly urge people, just look at the Trussell Trust website, speak to your local Citizens Advice Agency or Housing Association. And yes, we would welcome people and there'd be no judgment on anyone at all.
I thought when we first spoke about this a few years ago that it would have been a passing fad, but unfortunately it is now part of society. Tony, it's always good to speak to you. Thanks for your time. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Bye now.
Tony Graham from the Trussell